I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Friends, also known as Dukes and Bell, with Carl on a permanent vacation. Mike Johnson,
hey man,
from the morning shift jumps in. Former Falcon, you hear him with Squid and with Allie. And we jump right in with Coach Raheem Morris, live from the Ticketmaster Studios. How you doing, brother? How you holding up, man?
You know, it's not about holding up in this game. It's about, you know, finding a way to make everybody around you in a better place. And, like, I got a really great team. They got a really great attitude. When you got guys like Bajan, you got guys like Drake, you got guys in this building, the Chris Lindstroms, the Jake Matthews, you know, they know what they want to be. And we got to find a way to get there, and that's what we'll do soon.
Coach, I played, obviously, for a number of different coaches in my time. Mike Smith had a different way of dealing with things after a loss like this. Nick Saban had a different way of dealing with things after a loss like this. What would you say that your coaching style is coming off a loss like we saw this past weekend?
You know, those things that you have, when you have those kind of bad losses, you got to go look at the tape. You got to go evaluate it. And you got to see what went wrong in the plan. And it was really clear. You know, when you come out from the second half, you're in the type of ball game you want to be with a 6-6 game, and that thing turns to a kick return, and then you're going on an ensuing drive, and you fumble in the red zone, that thing turns to a 14-point game pretty quickly. And as you know from playing in the league, that's not our style of play right now, and that wasn't favorable for what we wanted to do. So the thing went awry, and you got to make sure you don't let that happen moving forward. And those are good learning lessons from us, right? Like, everybody's got to be accountable to those moments, and you can't blink when something bad happens. You got to find a way to get out of it.
I know you already spoke with the media coach about, you know, special teams, and you said it. I mean, you had a blocked field goal, you had that kick return. From where I was sitting, and I know you kind of talked about, look, we got to have our heads right for Tampa Bay. Sometimes it's just human nature. You feel like shoulders drop a little bit, and some of the team goes, here we go again.
I'll tell you this, you know, like that was one of the moments that happened. You know, I can definitely say that, you know, when the kickoff return happened after the team is fighting so hard, and then they go out. I love how the offense responded, getting the ball, going back down there. The fumble happens in the red zone, deep in their territory, where you can go make that thing, you can nullify it. But when they get the ball back, go down and score, they get the 14-point lead, you do feel a little bit of a low. Now, the guys picked it back up, they still fight, and all of those things, but, like, you can't have that. And this league's too good for that to happen, particularly against a really good football team like we played this week.
I'm curious what did happen on the field goal, because I was watching it, and I'm hearing echoes of Keith Armstrong in my ear going, hey, you can get run over. Just get run over at 1.3
seconds. Get run over slow. That's exactly
slow.
Right.
I was curious because I'm watching it. The operation, was it slow? You know, Bergeron's out there playing the wing. Are we tight in the splits? Because it can be in any number of things. It seems so simple to, I think, people watching it, but there's so many minute details that go into that situation.
The operation was clean. We got to do a better job on the edge. We got to go, like you just said, you got to get run over slow. You got to be bigger. You got to do the things you need to do right there in order to happen. Keith Armstrong, that I was here with, lucky enough and fortunate to be with, I can hear all those same coaching points. You know, and to be honest, that the first one that we got off, he was really close to that one as well.
He was, yep.
And that should have been a correctable moment where you can go back and teach that thing and get it done the right way on the sideline and get a little bigger right there. But we were not able to do it. So when he got that block, you know, all of those things you watch guys fight back from, but got a little overwhelming for the guys at that point, especially on that second fumble.
Coach Raheem Morris with us, guys, inside the Ticketmaster Studios, jumping right in today on Dukes and Bell. You know, special teams, it's all about attitude, and guys make careers on special
teams. It's not.
Guys, they get their pensions for sticking around in the NFL through special teams in some cases. Where's the pride? I mean, where is the pride in that unit?
You know, I won't say it's the pride thing with the guys. I mean, it's a lack of execution for sure. There's some things that's not getting done that you got to get done. You know, obviously you got to go out and you got to figure out how to get people on the ground at all times. People do make careers out of it. You know, we know Eric Weems. He's one of the guys that takes the pride in everything. Like, these guys have pride. You got Mike Ford out here who's, you know, potentially up for, you know, a Pro Bowl ballot, you know, and how he's playing. So it's not a pride thing. It is an accountability to everybody doing the jobs at all hands, all deck. Yeah. And no matter who's in there, right, you can't make excuses about backups. You can't make excuses about injuries. No matter who goes in there, you got to get the job done. That's the importance of knowing what your job is and how to do it and how important every job is.
Where do you turn? I mean, because otherwise, if it's not practice squad, I know you don't want to be forced to use starters on teams. Is that what it comes to?
You know, I don't believe in that. I think you got to go find ways to win no matter what. So whoever can go out there and help you get it done, we'll do that. You know, you got a chance to see Watt out there, young Xavier Watt out there, go and play. We've seen Jalen Walker go and cover kicks. You know, all these guys are starters. All these guys do what they got to do. And you got to get the guys out there that can make the plays. And if it comes from practice squad, with people getting opportunities, that's where it comes from. I mean, I'm sure you got a better example than that than me. But, like, I've seen people walk on from practice squad and really make significant improvements and significant advancements in their career and go out there and make it happen.
Anton Smith was one of the best. He was a gunner. Golly, man, I used to love watching him go to work.
I did not. I was in Tampa.
I know that. No, that's right. He was unbelievable to watch do that. I'm curious from your standpoint, what did happen with the defense in the second half? And you mentioned it, things get off the rails. They make adjustments. I'm watching the first drive. I go out there. AJ makes, you know, he's got good, you know, posture on the first play of the game, force the guy out of bounds. D. Alford steps up, makes a tackle right there at line of scrimmage. You know, James Pierce gets the sack. Jalen Walker's in phase and like a spy technique. I mean, it's beautiful. The first drive's beautiful. The first half, right. I mean, as the game wore on, though, obviously they were able to have more success. What do you think changed for them offensively in the second half?
When they got the 14-point lead, they put you in kind of harm's way. You know, you're basically playing four-minute ball. And you're basically putting yourself in harm's way, having to load the box up, thinking you're stopping a run. And that opened up explosive plays by Cooper Kupp and Smith and Jigba, to be honest with you. You know, you can't make excuses for that. You still got to go make those plays. But we definitely had to put ourselves in more susceptible ways in order to try to get back in that game. They didn't let us. They hit the explosive plays. We didn't stop those guys from hitting those explosive plays. And then that's how it got out of whack.
Yeah.
But you got to keep that game in arm's reach in order to win games versus good football teams, as you know.
Yeah.
The third downs continue to be just a nightmare. For, 1 out of 13 for Kirk. The good news is you're getting Pitts more involved the last couple of weeks. Just not translating in the red zone and scoring. And then Mooney's play is almost indicative of the whole damn season.
The red zone last week was kind of the outlier. You know, from the red zone from the weeks prior to that, we had been really rolling, really pride ourselves on running the ball in the end zone, and watching Tyler and Bijan do that over the last 5 to 6 weeks have been outstanding. You know, where the problems lie is in third down, and we gotta have plays made by our wideouts. You know, Bijan made the first third down, the third and two, made a nice move on the edge, got the ball in his hand, really got us going. The next third down, we end up getting a PI, getting moved down in there. Those things don't count as a conversion, but it happened. The next one, we get a real opportunity on a zero blitz. We get a 70 protection, as you know. We slide to that thing. Didn't get a great slide, but still got the ball up with an opportunity to cow. Well, you got to make that play. And if you make those plays like he made later on a play similar to it, that's how you move the ball on third down.
Is the Mooney play just kind of like an example of the detail and not being detail-oriented?
I don't think it's detail with Mooney. More so with Mooney, it is the fight of coming back off of how important it is to have your offseason, how important it is to have your training camp, how important it is for you to get going the right way so you can maintain throughout the whole process. And we've been off a little bit there all year, so fair enough criticism. I definitely agree with that. But – we got to find a way to get him back, and we got him back just for a glimpse of what he can be and what he is versus New Orleans, and it's got to be more consistent for us.
Coach, I'm curious to get your take on what you do think this offense is missing. I've been screaming from the mountaintops for more screens, and you guys have definitely tried to do that. Zach's done a nice job. Get a couple batted down at the line of scrimmage. The holding call on David Sills, which is really ticky-tack on the Algier screen.
God, I love your honesty. Can we get this guy every week? Because you can say that. Yes. I cannot.
Yeah.
It's tough,
man.
Come on.
It was brutal. It's tough. It was brutal. And, you know, I think I look at it and I'm like, man, because you're right. Between the 20s, it seems like the offense is cooking. And
rolling.
You start getting near the red zone and things start happening. What do you think this offense is missing? What would you like to see more of from this group?
I'll talk about this week in particular because we had got things going in the red zone, like I just mentioned. This week, the penalties killed us in the red zone. We had a holding penalty on our young DT. We had another holding penalty. Not young D tackle. Young
Devin
DT.
Thomas.
Yes.
Yep.
We had a holding penalty on DT. We got another holding penalty you just mentioned on the screen game that kind of really set us back. And when those moments happened, we had to settle for field goals, and those are the things that kill you in the red zone. When you have negative plays or you have penalties, those are things that kill you in the red zone. Those are the things that we had not been doing. So we were able to score some touchdowns, being able to run the football in, being efficient, being effective, staying on track, which we have to be, right? We got to get better wideout play, right? Missing Drake right now hurts, and we haven't played particularly well on wideout, so that's how you struggle in third down world. So, like, right. When that happens, you got to get guys to make plays, and one of our guys is Cal Pitts.
I guess could you use Bijan even more to help out with it?
That
make
is
up
a
Drake?
Tough ass.
I know he's doing everything. And the
fumble, man's got 1,000-yard rushing. He's got 500 yards right. receiving.
And the fumble was so uncharacteristic. So you can't yell at Bijan. He's the heart and soul of his team.
you can. And Bijan, you don't have to, is the difference. You know, like there's nobody going to be more accountable than Bijan. And, like, I felt, probably like all of us, felt bad for Bijan. Like, you know, that's one of the people you check on after the game, make sure he's okay. But he's got such a strong faith, such a strong religion, such strong belief in himself that, like, he's going to bounce back. And, like, I can't wait.
I think the same things when you say that. How much more can you use him? Because I think there's a point where you guys are 3-2 and we go empty backfield and you throw the slant to him to pick up the first down. Right, right. And I'm going, no, don't go empty. Okay, yeah, throw it to Bijan. Yeah, that's a good idea. Good idea, Zach. I love that play. And I don't know how you can get him more involved already than he is. I thought, you know, some of the designs were him were really, really nice this past week. You guys have played Seattle a couple years in a row at our place. It's been decisive victories for them in both of those. What do you think Seattle's gotten right over the last couple years with that team and the things they've been able to do?
You know, I think their GM has done a really nice job of doing what we're trying to do, you know, build it up front. And right now, going out the last couple of years, being able to get Rook and Dulles in last year's draft, building our front on defensive line. This year, going to get Jalen Walker and James Pierce, really building the front line. When you look at that front line over there, I mean, they've got backups as first-rounders, you know. Yep. And like, it's what you need on both sides of the ball. And then they went out this year and really did a nice job of really, you know, parting ways with DK, but bringing in a guy like Cooper Kupp and really being able to make Smith and Jigba his number one.
Yeah.
And then on offense, once you get that rolling, they got two backs in the backfield, which we are very proud of what we've done. But they built that thing the right way. They've gone out. They got their quarterback in Sam Darnold. He's really been able to be efficient, really be able to get the ball down the field. You know, he's had his games where he's been questioned, which is always going to happen at quarterback.
Sure.
It's just the nature of the beast. But I think they've done a nice job of really building the football team and then going out there being able to execute. And this year, it's really shown up in a major way.
Yeah. It's head coach Raheem Morris, guys, live inside Ticketmaster Studios on Duke Sabel with Mike Johnson. Tampa Bay, you're getting him after.
Wait, what does Mike Johnson get like this cool?
Well, it's kind of like
Divine
Diablo.
No, you know? I mean, that's Mike what I'm Johnson. Saying. Like, you it's can't just say that.
We're going to call it Mike and Mike in the afternoon. Like, that's what we're going to go with.
That's been used.
Yeah. Well, they're mornings, technically. But yeah
exactly. Yeah, there you go.
But no, man, this Tampa Bay team, you know, if Koo doesn't miss the field goal, we maybe go to overtime. Maybe if we're talking, it sets the tone. I don't know how things would have gone if we pulled that game out, but it's a division rival, and they've been dealing with injuries, but now they get some of their guys back.
That game was one of those games like where you felt like your team was where you were supposed to be. I remember you guys remember the third play of the season. We throw a check down to Bijan, and he shows Boom. What he is right away, right? And then at the end of that game, I don't know if you remember, but our quarterback, Michael Penix, went to check Superman and started scrambling around, dove for a few touchdowns, ran into another one. Got us closer than the other ones, made some really good throws in that game, especially versus their zero coverage. They came out in the base package, really did a nice job of settling us down in the run, not us running 11 personnel. Did a nice job there, right? We did a nice job on defense coming out, really established the fact that we can rush the pass this year. It was a great game. And then we miss a kick at the end of the game. And those things are all hurt. Right. And they all those things happen. But you never know what happens, like you're talking about, if you can find a way to win that game. One game, you know, and like it didn't happen.
Yeah.
So no spilled milk.
Coach, it's another Thursday night game against Tampa. You go back a little over a year ago, to the Thursday night game where Kirk throws for over 500 yards. You go looking back at the stats last year in that game, it's a lot of the same people, and obviously Drake was a part of that game and, you know, had 150 yards receiving, but Darnell's the same way, I believe, 8 or 9 catches. What's the biggest difference in this offense last year as opposed to this year at this point in the season?
You know, it's hard to say, but it's not the timing. You know, like, we're probably not built to throw for 500 yards right now. We weren't built to throw for it that night. Yeah. That was what was needed to win the football game that day, right? We had to go out and throw. They were able to stop our run. We found easy completions. We were able to gash a couple of their blitzes and some zone pressures. Things felt really good, felt smooth, moved dramatically, got into the red zone and scored touchdowns. Played well enough on defense to win it at the end and got a big time going to overtime and executed at a very high level to slap it with the timeout. I know you guys remember
right.
Spiking that thing. I don't know what happened on the penalty after that, but we got the long field goal. things happen the right way. And when you got that kind of momentum and people make plays and you find out ways to finish, right. I think that's the biggest difference in what's happening right now.
When you have the weekly meetings with Arthur Blank and he's asking you about, you know, what happened, is just what do you say? It's like, it's just simply, it's a matter of execution?
No, Mike.
We dialed up the right stuff and the players didn't do their jobs? Or where do you draw the line on that?
You absolutely don't do that.
I mean, you'd say, but honestly, you just say that what you say to us. You say, look, Mike, it's on me. I didn't have them prepared.
The truth is bulletproof, Mike. And that is your statement, right? So, like, yeah. When you go into this game, right, every time we go play a game, there's a what it takes to win a game, Mike, right? I know you haven't played a sport in a long time. You look like it. But
oh, no, hold on. Now, you don't have to take shots.
That wasn't a shot, Mike.
I mean, look, everybody competed at some level out there.
We're old, Mike. That's all we're saying.
All right, man.
We haven't done it.
But I'm saying, but I mean, what do you say when Arthur's –
You got to find a way, right, to win a game, right? You give them the what it takes before the game.
Right.
And then you go explain what happens after the game, right, if you're able to do those things. Like last week, we had to limit explosions on defense. And in the second half, we did not. And exactly how you talked about it. You had to go find a way to get the ball back off of Sam Darnold to be able to win. That's how you've won football games, right? That's how they've been beaten. We did it in the first half, and after that, it was kind of downhill. Wasn't able to continue to get those things done. And no different in an offense. You had to come out and run the football, stay on track. We stayed on track the first half. We missed a couple field goals, but the score was 6-6. It could have very easily been 14-6 if you just do better things, a little bit better version. And then on special teams, you had to go out and cover.
Right.
And it really hurt us. So, like, when you're talking about these things, these are in real time. These moments that he knows he's in the box looking for, so we don't see those things happen. It's not having to make the excuse. It's telling them the truth on what happened on the play and why those things didn't get accomplished or got accomplished.
Right.
And those are the things about the media. You never want to go in there and, like, make up stuff, you know, like
right. Well, you got
to tell them before the game.
That's what it is.
Yeah. Coach, real quick before I let you go, I did notice, and I mentioned it, you know, the first series, Jalen Walker backs off the ball. I think you're looking for Sam Darnold to pick up some first downs with his legs last week. Baker Mayfield has done that a ton of times against us. How much of that translates what the game plan was a week ago to kind of what Tampa's able to
first,
do in the quarterback spot?
First game of the season, you know, Baker's definitely a problem that way. And a lot of the quarterbacks right now in the National Football League, just in general. But like you just mentioned, having somebody always paying attention to him. Like the first game of the year, I know you remember the big time tackle on third down, and I think 9, Caden Ellis made in the middle of the field. I think it was on the first third down of the season. And then he was able to hurt us later by breaking a few tackles and get out the box and how you control the rush lanes and how you want to organize your rush to make sure when you do have a four-man rush, when you're not looking at them, that these guys are organized up front so he can't get out. And then if you do allow those guys to be free and free rushes and get up the field and do some different things, you better have a guy looking at them.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And when you're looking at Baker, he's better be a guy that can actually tackle him, right? Baker's not a guy that's going to go out there and be an easy tackle. We know that. He knows that. One of the toughest guys I've been around in football, being out there in L.A. with him. And he looks for those moments to shine, and he's done it. You know, this year at a very high level for the most part.
Last year, one of the coolest plays, that touchdown to Mooney down in Tampa. Hopefully, we'll see some of that on Thursday
night. Oh, man, the double post that we kind of threw up to him, and he went up and made a great grab.
Thought that was the prettiest throw of the year last year. Mm. Yeah.
The prettiest throw of the year last year.
Dropped it right in the bucket. I talked about it with Arch at the time. It was kind of nice.
It was a good throw. The throw up the sideline versus Tampa 2 versus the Carolina Panthers, Michael Penix made the red.
Mm. Dropped it.
Was a pretty
bucket.
Good one, too.
Yeah.
But it was some good ones. I'll give you that one.
Good luck.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.